CKDU interviews with Tim Hiltz, the DSU electoral candidate for the position of Vice President Internal for this year of 2010. Welcome to the show, Tim. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. It's really a pleasure to be here, and I'm looking forward to doing this interview.
Cool. What is your program?
I'm registered under a BA, but I have a concentration in kinesiology. I plan to graduate with a kinesiology degree in the next 2 years.
Okay. And what year are you in now?
This is my fifth year at Dal. I had a couple complications earlier on, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. I just kind of came to university because that was really the thing to do. But I figure in the next 2 years, I'll hopefully be out of here and find a job.
Yeah, cool. What do you see yourself doing when you leave?
Well, I'll probably apply to graduate school somewhere for either physiotherapy, athletic therapy. I've grown up around sports. That's kind of what my life was based upon, you know, since I was about 6, 7 years old. Started playing basketball and soccer and got into wrestling. So I'd really like to keep around sports. It's kind of been the love of my life, and I'd really like to keep going on doing that. If not, I've always had a plan to do a BED and be a teacher.
Mm-hmm. So. What brought you to run for the position of Vice President Internal this year?
Well, the main thing for me was my first 2 years here at Dal were nothing but a place to come, go to class, and study. I only ever stepped foot in the Student Union building to go to the Greywood once a month for lunch or to go to Tim Hortons, because that's all I really knew it as. I started actually kind of getting involved with the DSU about 3 years ago. I was working security at the Greywood, who probably a lot of people don't like me for, but it's just part of the job. And through that, I started to meet some people around the building and started getting involved with more of the events that went around. And 2 years ago, I started on as a night manager here and got really involved in the building. I really, really like the services that the DSU has to offer. I like a lot of the networking capabilities you can get out of it. The building offers a lot of resources for students and aid, and I don't think a lot of students realize that. And I really want to come in here and make it easier, for one, for the students that are already a part of the union, you know, societies mainly, you know, other members of the union that come in once in a while but don't really know what's going on. I want to make those guys, I want to make them more, I want to let them know what's going on more. I want to get them involved and get more student involvement in, because for me, I wouldn't have the lifelong friends that I'm going to have now from joining the union and getting all the connections. And I really think that the university experience should be all-encompassing rather than just having a place to sit around and study. You know, after 4 years, you get your degree and then you're gone. I think you should be able to experience some more, you know, have some have some stories and some lifelong friends by the time you're out of here. So really for me, it was I wanted to share the experience that I got through the union with the other students so they can experience what I've gone through, because I've loved every step of the way that I've had coming into this place.
Mm-hmm. In the position of Vice President Internal and sitting on council next year as part of the executive, over the last year, there's been stuff that's come up, and issues like the petition that was handed to council, signed by 1,500 students for an end to secret contracts, contracts with confidentiality stipulations. And so the issue of food and local food alternatives on campus, as well as these contracts, is an issue that students, is still on students' minds, I think, and will be an issue that continues next year. So the question is, how do you approach it? What's your take on it? How would you deal with that if elected?
Well, I think what we have to look at here is, what do the students want? I mean, we have 16,000 students here at the school. Obviously, it's going to be very, very, very hard to please every single student. What I would really like to do is I would like to look for some student input on the issue of, mainly on the food issue, because I know that's a really hot topic, and that's something I'd really like to do a little work on if I get into office. I'd like to find out what the students really want, make several options, give the students choice, because I know right now we have some, you know, we have some vegetarian options, some vegan options down there, but there's only one or two of each. So really, if students are coming in to eat, it's kind of like, okay, well, what do I want today? I'm going to flip a coin because that's all the choices I have. I'd like to offer them some more choice, some more variety, while also keeping it at competitive prices so students can afford it as well. I think the best way to go about this, again, is to talk to the students. Maybe not a survey. Some people don't like them, but I think that would be an effective way to get it out to students and get some good constructive feedback quickly. This is also an issue we could be brought up to a committee of people to have a look at, but I really think the best way about going about it, like Ed said, was giving the students choice, give them a competitive price they can deal with so that people will actually come in and, you know, want to eat here and they'll be able to eat here, because there's some students right now that they can't. They have allergies, you know, to MSG or other kind of things like that, and they don't have the choice of that. So I'd like to incorporate all students into this as much as I possibly can.